Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, the sixth Perek of Maseches Avos, otherwise known as Perek Kinyan HaTorah. And as I mentioned in the last podcast and others, the sixth Perek is not part of Maseches Avos in terms of the compilation of Yehuda Anasi. Yehuda Anasi, who compiled all Mishnayos, of course, compiled Maseches Avos as well. Maseches Avos is found in the middle of Seder Nezikin. But this sixth chapter, known otherwise as Perek Kinyan HaTorah, is a compilation of Braisos. And these brises are found in other areas of Shas, but not here at the end of Maseches Avos, but rather, as Rashi, as I'll read to you in a moment, notes, that this chapter is brought here as a separate section entirely. And Rashi writes that the opening statement in this perek, Shanu Chachamim B'Lashon HaMishnah, that the rabbis taught this chapter in the language of a Mishnah, Baruch Shebachar Behem B'Mishnas, and blessed, praiseworthy, is those and are those Tanoim who are the authors of this Mishnah. Explains Rashi, B'Lashon HaMishnah, Klomer Braisehi. This entire chapter is a collection of Braisos. Braisos are statements of Tanoim which were not included by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in the Mishnayos. U'B'Lashon HaMishnah Hishnuyah. However, the Mishnayos here are written in the language of the Mishnah. Aval Eina Mishnah. These are not Mishnayos that we are going to read in this chapter. Umashanu Rabbi Meir Omer, and here we're about to read a teaching of none other than Rabbi Meir, the great Talmud Rabbi Akiva. Ulufishar Achshav, says Rashi, Kol HaPrakim Mishnah, since thus for the five chapters of Maseches Avos are all about Mishnayos and are Mishnayos, Lefichach Hutzrach Lahodiya Shemikan Veilach Praisehi. Therefore, the author, Rabbi Meir, of this Mishnah starts by telling us, Shanu Chachamim B'Lashon Mishnah, that the language of this chapter will be a language of the Mishnah, even though it really is a Braisa. Umitoch Shehalalu Divrei Haggadah, and since that which we will learn in this chapter are all Divri Agada, homiletics, Hain, Umisafpros, Be'esek, Talmud Torah, and this chapter will deal with the entirety of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the beauty of Talmud Torah, the importance of Talmud Torah, the prowess of Talmud Torah. Nogul Omrim Be'esek Knesset, Simshar Prakim Halalo Shal Maseches Avos, therefore they were compiled here as well to be connected with the other Mishnayos and Maseches Avos. Now, as we are all familiar, there are six Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos, and as in the custom in many communities, and as many individuals have this custom, is to learn Maseches Avos throughout the Pesach to Shavuos time period, and thus, in order for there to be a perek to learn every single week, we have now six prakim, and the sixth chapter, which is an addition, is read and is learnt the Shabbos prior to Shavuos, and of course, it's perek kinyan haTorah. So derech eretz kadma l'Torah, we begin Maseches Avos, teaching homiletical, important lessons, ethical teachings, Musar, Tochacha, characteristic traits and character improvement. But now when we get to the Shabbos before Shavuos, Perek Kinyan HaTorah, the sixth chapter, is all about that. But the Mishnah begins, Rabbi Meir Omer, and the chapter begins, Kol HaOsek B'Torah Lishma. Anybody who studies Torah Lishma, and will define Lishma in a moment, Zoche L'Dvarim Harbe, will be privileged and will merit many great things. V'lo'od, and not only that, says the Mishnah, Shekola Olam Kulo Kedai Hulo, the entire world is worthwhile just for that person. And we have to begin by understanding what does it mean to be osek b'Torah lishma. Lishma, of course, means for its sake, for the sake of the Torah, not for an ulterior motive. When you study Torah, you shouldn't be learning in order to gain financially. You shouldn't be learning in order to gain power and kavod and honor and to be called rabbi or rav or to be treated differently. But to be osek b'Torah lishma means to study Torah l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the sake of the Torah. Asher bachar banu mikol amim v'nasan lanu es Torah, so baruch ata Hashem nosein haTorah, and that's the reason why we study Torah. Of course, the Gemara Shas mentions many times mitoch shelo lishma balishma. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn until you're up to the level and you're prepared just to learn lishma for the sake of him, because we know that's hard. It takes time to get to this level called lishma. But nonetheless, mitoch shelo lishma balishma, if you're learning the beginning because there are benefits, there are side benefits to your study, you will have great things that come as a result of your learning and as of your teaching. That's okay. But know full well that mitoch shelo lishma balishma, if you want to be zochen, if you want to be merit to all of the great things that this Mishnah has to offer, the zoche ledvarim harbe, that's only lishma. What must be noted here, of course, is the well-known comments of Reb Chaim Ivalarshan in two places, in Ruach Chaim, on this Mishnah, as well as Shar Dalet, his classic Shar Dalet of Nefesh HaChaim, where Reb Chaim Ivalarshan has a monumental and critical definition of what it means Torah Lishma. And prior to defining what Torah Lishma is, first Reb Chaim tells us what it's not. Avalim Yachshov Adam Ki Lishma Kavana L'Dveikus, says Reb Chaim Ivalarshan, if you think that Lishma means Dveikus, meaning connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mizdabek like glue to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vim Kein L'Daita V'Dimyonu Yachshov Shiasuk B'Shiras V'Shiras Brachos, if you think that Torah learning is about connecting and to be mizdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a mitzvah, you're wrong. Because otherwise, you know what you would do? You would learn Tehillim all day. Because Tehillim is about Dveikus. Tehillim is about connecting and pining and being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through songs and tears. And that's what leads to a great level of Avas Hashem v'Kivaso. But says Reb Chaim Ivalarshan, that's not what it's about. Because it's clear, if that was the purpose of Talmud Torah, then you know not only should you learn Tehillim, you should learn the first Mishnah and just keep on reviewing it all day, the same way we daven three times the Shachris, Mincha, Marav. If the purpose of Talmud Torah is Dveikus, so keep on learning the same Mishnah, keep on learning the same Pasuk, the same Rashi over and over again. Thus, Reb Chaim Ivalarshan says, don't misinterpret Torah Lishma like some did during his time period, when he was alive, but rather understand that Torah Lishma, and I read you the words, Inna Lishma Ikra L'Shem Ahavas HaTorah. What Torah Lishma means is studying for the love of Torah. Liga V'Lamod Ol Shorsha, in order to understand really what the Torah is about, to understand and to plummet the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. L'Fish Ikra HaLimud Lo Lasok Rak B'Dveikus, the purpose of learning Torah is not just to be mizdabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, that happens ipso facto. Mitzvos are categorically different than Talmud Torah, says Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explains that a mitzvah is a mitzaveh. There's a God and there's a mitzaveh and there's a mitzuvah. There's a commander and commandee. And through the mitzvos that we perform, we connect to our Creator. But Talmud Torah, says Reb Chaim, Kim lahasig al idea Torah va'mitzvos va'adina v'leida kol davar al-burio klol v'protav, that I should know Evan Ezer Choshe Mishpat Yoreder Nor Chaim. I should know Bavakah I should know Moe, Noshim, Nezikim, Kachim, Vitas. I know how to have to be a Jew. Ulahasi gam sisre pile maisa vecheke kvodo. Ulazetzerach lumon biegia atsuma lahasig amitas kavana satara lafi hasagazo. Vecholasha Yosef lilmod ken Yosef lachpots lilmodod. Torah is about knowing what to do, understanding how I behave and how I act as a Jew in the weekend on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and on Chol HaMoed. Understanding how I act at the workplace, how I act with my family, how I act when I'm on my own, and knowing how to perform mitzvos HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to get to the depths and the bottom of it. I have to know how to deal with difficult people. I now have to know how to deal with tricksters, with Ramayim. I have to know what Amigo is. I have to know what a Cheskes Gimel Shanim is. I have to know the halachas. That's what Torah Lishma is, says Reb Chaim Ivalarshan, to plummet to the depths of Torah and to enter a closer room and a closer room and a closer room. And as I uncover the world of Torah and I plummet the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah that He blessed us with, that He gave us, I understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu more, and thus I understand how to be a Jew properly. And just like when you look and you want to be closer to a human being and you want to get closer, kaviyachol, to the king, you go into one chamber, into another chamber, and to the next chamber, and you open another door and finally get closer and closer. That says Reb Chaim Ivalarshan is what Talmud Torah is about. I open one sefer and another sefer leads me to another sefer, and the Gemara leads me to the Rishonim, and the Rishonim leads me to the Achronim, and the Achronim to Sifri Halach and Psak. And that's what Talmud Torah is about, and that's what Torah Lishma is. And thus, as we begin Perek Kinyan HaTorah, the way to understand Torah and the way to appreciate what Torah Lishma means is by getting to the bottom of it and understanding. And if a person who does that, such a person will be zochel ledvarim harbe, and not only that, the world becomes a better place. People are changed. The world becomes different. The cosmos are different. Olam hazeh and olam acherim are becoming different because everybody's getting to way the world is supposed to be. The perfection of the world can only be reached when Torah is studied properly, l'shem shemayim and l'shma. So yes, yes, mitoch shalolishma balishma, but recognize at the end of the day, if we're able to study Torah for the sake of the Torah, to understand the Torah, and to learn the Torah, and to teach the Torah, we are fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will to perfection.